The Gemara in Masechet Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis teaches us Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna, Kala Kaveya Makom Tefilasai. Anyone who has a specific place where he davens, Elokei Avram Ba'azroi. The God of Avram Avinu Hashem Ba'azroi will bring him a special Siyata D'Shemaya. There's a fundamental machlokes Rishonim. What, why, and where this halacha applies. Rabbeinu Yoina explains that this halacha applies specifically when one is davening at home. However, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, if one is davening in a Beis HaKnesses, there is no halacha of having a specific makom kavua. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that the halacha is that in a Beis HaKnesses, one must have a makom kavua. And other Rishonim say that what it's meant here is that this should be, you should have a specific Beis HaKnesses where you daven all the time. But if you daven in a specific shul, you do not necessarily have to have a makom kavua in that Beis HaKnesses. And the Achronim explain that what is the basis of this Machloikis Rishonim. So the Mefarshim explain that if the coin Rabbeinu Yoina, the purpose of having a Makom Kavua is to show kavod to the tefillah. And therefore, if I'm davening in my home, how do I show that I'm giving the proper kavod to the tefillah? By having a Makom Kavua. However, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, once I'm going to a Beis HaKnesses, so I am already showing the proper kavod to the tefillah, and therefore there is no need to have a Makom Kavua, to have a specific Beis HaKnesses, or to have a specific place in the Beis HaKnesses where I always daven. The other Rishonim, however, hold that the point of having a Makom Kavua is to show that I am going to, it's a point of having proper concentration. And if one always davens in the same Beis HaKnesses, or and always has the same seat in that Beis HaKnesses, that clearly shows that that will help my concentration and my kavana in davening. Actually, the Rishonim give other reasons why one must have a Makom Kavua, and those reasonings as well are very reflected in the halachas that we're discussing. There are Rishonim that explain that just like we know that Kabbonis had to be offered in very specific locations in the Azorah and on the Mizbeach, Tefillah, which is in the place of Tefillah, which is in the place of Kabbonis, also should have a Makom Kavua. Other Rishonim say that Chas V'Shalom, if someone is davening in different places in the shul, so by davening in different places in the shul, different places anywhere, Chas V'Shalom may look like he's davening to more than one God. By always davening in the same spot, Chas V'Shalom, it shows that one doesn't believe that there is more than one God. The Tzlach and the Sfas Emes have a very interesting pshat. Their pshat is that the place where one davens becomes infused with Kedusha. And if I keep on davening on the same spot, the Kedusha that spot has been infused with will keep on growing, and that will help that the tefillah that I daven in that spot will be answered. So, again, the Mefarshim point out that if the point of having a Makom Kavua is to prove like it's a carbon, or it's to infuse Kedusha in the Tzpat, or the point is to show the Chas V'Shalom there isn't more than one God. All of those reasons apply both when I daven in a Beis HaKnesses or if one davens in his home. The Halacha, as the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik discusses regarding having a makam, regarding having a makam kavua, is like the pshat of the Rishonim, who say that one should have a makam kavua in a Beis HaKnesses. Yikva the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Sif Yotes Paskins Yikva makam l'tfilasoi Shlo Yishaneu Im Loi L'tzorich. A person should have a makam kavua in the Beis HaKnesses that he shouldn't change, Im Loi L'tzorich, unless there's a great need. Vein Dai Shiyikva Loi Beis HaKnesses L'tzpalo, says the Shulchan Aruch further, it isn't adequate that one should have a specific place where he davens. El gamba beis haknesses shekavua ba, but even if you have a shul where you're always davening, tzarech shiyeh le'makom kavua, you should have a makom kavua in that shul. Clearly, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the opinion of the Rosh and the Rishonim that say that the point of makom kavua is to show concentration, and concentration is in the Beis HaKnesses. However, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura and many other Paiskim quote the Magen Avraham, say that even though the Shulchan Aruch is clearly paskening like the opinion that the din of Makom Kavua is in a Beis HaKnesses and in a specific spot in the Beis HaKnesses, the Magen Avraham says that one should be careful even when he's davening at home, he should have a makom kavua. And actually, the Mefarshim, and I saw the Sefer Halacha Brura quotes this, says it's really based on Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi, there are two different Yerushalmis. One Yerushalmi, in Masech the Brachas, Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, says, Kol HaKveyum Mokum L'Tfilosoi BeBeisoi L'Spalol. So he speaks about a makom kavua in his home, kilohi kifa mechitza shabazel. So it speaks about having a makom kavua in your home. But then there's Yerushalmi in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet that says, Amar Rav Tanchum Bar Chanina, tzorach odom liyachal loy makom bebeis haknesses l'spalo. So we see that the Yerushalmi holds that both of these opinions are correct, and one should have both a makom kavua in his home and also have a makom kavua in the shul that he davens, always daven in the same shul and always daven in a makom kavua in that shul. However, the Prima Gadim says that even though we're saying that one is supposed to have a makom kavua in a shul, anything within four amos of that makom kavua, that is considered his makom kavua. So even if you have a seat and your seat is taken, if you have another seat within four amos of your seat, that is considered a makom kavua. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that when we speak about a makom kavua, it doesn't mean that you have to have the same makom kavua for the rest of your life. Having a makom kavua that if you're davening in a shul, and then means that you should try to always daven in the same shul and in the same seat all of the time. But if you move on to a different neighborhood or different situation and your life changes, certainly you could change your makom kavua. And in fact, the Raya is from our Gemara. Because our Gemara, as the Gemara says, that from where do we learn the importance of having a makom kavua? From Avram Avinu. Now the Pasuk says, regarding Avram Avinu, V'yelech l'masov. Avram Avinu continued going on his travels. So we see Avram Avinu didn't remain in the same neighborhood always. So from here we see that if you have a makom kavua and then you change, that's not considered violating a makom kavua. In fact, the Prima Gaudium says that, let's say someone has a place where he sits in the winter, and the summer he has a different Makom Kavua, maybe because of the air conditioning or the heating, that's considered still that he has a Makom Kavua. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his Sefer Halicha Shlomo, paskins that if somebody has a different place where he davens every tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, he davens in different shuls, or during the week he davens in one shul, and on Shabbos he davens in a different shul, that all is considered a makom, that it was all still considered a makom kavua. Rav Eliyashiv, in his Tshuvas paskins, that even though we're learning how important it is to have a makom kavua, but let's say someone, and always daven in the same base at Knesset, but let's say someone is Rachmana Tzlan and Ovel, and he has to daven as a Shlich Tzibur, and in the shul where he is davening usually, he can't have the Amid, and now therefore he has to go to a different shul, that is also not considered a violation of Makom Kavua, because he's doing it for the point of being able to do kibbutz of aim and daven during the year of his parents' ptira. The Kaf HaChaim says that, let's say someone has a makom kavua, but he finds people who are sitting in that area and they disturb him from davening. As important as it is to have a makom kavua, says the Kaf HaChaim, it should not be at the expense of concentrating and davening. Very much as we quoted the Rosh. The whole point of a Makom Kavua is because a Makom Kavua adds to one's ability to daven properly. If a Makom Kavua ends up accomplishing just the opposite, that he's not davening well because he's specifically sitting in the Makom Kavua, then of course, says the Kaf HaChaim, he should not feel any need to change his Makom Kavua. Furthermore, however, say the Paiskim, if one has a Makom Kavua in a Beis HaKnesses, but if he's going to go to his Beis HaKnesses, to his Makom Kavua, he won't be able to daven b'minyan. And on the other hand, if he goes to another Beis HaKnesses, he'll have Tefillah B'Tzibur. Certainly, Tefillah B'Tzibur supersedes the din of Makom Kavua, and he should daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Halicha Shlomo says, interesting psak, he says, let's say a person has one of two options. Either he'll daven in his Makom Kavua, but by davening in his Makom Kavua, he'll come to shul late. That means he gets up a little late, and there are shuls with a minyanim that he could come to shul on time, but they're not his Makom Kavua. Or he could go daven in his Makom Kavua and miss part of Psukah de Zimra, or have to daven perhaps Psukah de Zimra a little quicker than he normally would, because he's going to arrive at his Makom Kavua. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a Chiddush, Makom Kavua takes precedence. Because as our Gemara is teaching us, the importance of Makom Kavua. It's interesting to point out, however, as we're discussing, that what is the reason for Makom Kavua? And where does Makom Kavua mean that it should take place? That we quote Rabbeinu Yonah saying the Makom Kavua is in one's home. And the other psak is that a Makom Kavua is specifically in a shul. So it could be connected to another question. Because the Gemara continues saying that this individual who is Kaveya Makom Tefilasai Ukshemes, when this person passes from the world, Omrim loy, a anav, a chosid, mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Ask the Mefarshim, that a person who is a chosid for having a Makom Kavua, we understand, as we've been explaining, the person who goes to the effort to always daven in the same Makom Kavua, clearly is in the category of a chosid. The person is a Talmud shel Avraham Avinu, as the Gemara itself just pointed out, such an individual is considered mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. But why is such an individual considered an onav? where does having a makom kavua show that one is a anav? So I saw two very different pshatim in the achrayim. One pshat that the achrayim suggest is that a person who the tzlach says this pshat, a person who always davens in the same makom kavua, what's he showing? He's showing that he doesn't consider his tefillah so great. And he doesn't consider himself so very special that all of his tefillahs should be answered. And therefore he keeps on going back to the same spot and davening at that very same spot. Especially if we remember the words of the tzlach that we quoted a few moments ago. That the tzlach says that he infuses the place where he davens with kedusha. And this person is announcing that I need that infusion of kedusha. My tefillah needs, so to speak, all the help it can get, that it should be accepted. And that's why he's showing how modest he is. If that's pshat, why he's called an anaf, then the need to have a makom kavua is both in your home and in the shul, because it's showing that you recognize that you're an anaf. And you need a makom kavua to help that your tefillah should be accepted. However, there are other achrayim that have a whole different explanation why such an individual is called an anav. Because they explain two versions of essentially the same explanation. That typically in these shuls there are more prestigious seats and less prestigious seats. And as a person gets older, as he becomes more prestigious, he's very likely to want to have a better seat. Or another version, we know, unfortunately, all too often in these shuls, there are disagreements over seats. Everybody wants the same seat. This person is happy with this seat. This person is unhappy with this seat. And a person who, instead of getting into an argument and saying, I want a better seat, or I should move up to a better seat, always davens in the same seat and doesn't look to, so to speak, upgrade his seat, he's showing a nevus. But if that's pshat, that he's an anav by always being satisfied with the same seat that he has in the Beis HaKnesses, that clearly would be an indication that the din of being kovei and makom is related specifically to a Beis HaKnesses, where you daven having the same Beis HaKnesses and the same seat in that Beis HaKnesses. Actually, this machlokes that we're speaking about, where does a din of kfiyas makom and why does a din of kfiyas makom, is also perhaps related to another shaila halacha. Where is there halacha? When during the tefillah is there an obligation to be kovei and makom? Is it through any part of the tefillah or only during the Shemoneh Esrei? If we say that it's because, certainly we say because it's compared to a carbon, so the Shemoneh Esrei is the part of the tefillah that's compared to the carbon. Or if we say that it's related to specific concentration, so then that's a din specifically, or more specifically during Shemoneh Esrei. But if we follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Yoina, that since this person isn't going to shul, and therefore he should be kaveh makom in his home, so then the Rabbeinu Yoina very likely will hold that the din of kfiyas makom is not specifically during Shemoneh Esrei, but kfiyas makom is during any part of the tefillah. And as we said, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins that kfiyas makom is in a specific shul, in a specific place in the shul, but the Magen Avraham tells us that even when we daven anywhere, that we daven on a regular basis in our home, we should be kovei and makom. Furthermore, where is the right place to be kovei and makom? So as the Gemara taught us earlier in our daf, the right place to be kovei and makom is ben hakir l'mizbeach. And again, this question that our Gemara says that the right place to daven is next to the wall could be connected to our discussion that we're having now. Because Mefarshim give two reasons why one should daven next to the wall. One explanation they give is because there should be no chatzitz between you and the wall, just like when a carbon was brought, there was an iser for a chatzitza, as we learned in Masechta Zvachim. The other reason that's given is if somebody's facing the wall, then it's easier to concentrate. So, if those are the reasons, if the explanation is because of concentration, so as we said, if the reason is for concentration, that's a reason when you daven in the Beis HaKnesses. If the reason, however, is because it's compared to a carbon, then it doesn't make a difference if you're davening in a Beis HaKnesses or you're davening elsewhere. Interestingly, also, the Poskim say that if the reason one is supposed to daven facing the wall is for the same reason one is not supposed to have a chatzitza when he's bringing a carbon, so then not only should one not have a chatzitza between the wall and himself when he's davening, one should not have a chatzitza under his feet either, because as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, when the Kohanim did the Avodah and the Azara, then they were supposed to stand directly on the floor of the Azara with no chatzitz between them and the floor. Also, as we're learning, what would be another nafkamina in the two explanations in the halacha that one should daven next to a wall? Is it specifically during the Shemona Esrei, or is it during any part of the tefillah? If it's because a carbon, because we compare it to a carbon, so it's the Shemona Esrei that's compared to the carbon, and therefore the halacha that one should daven facing the wall would be during the Shemona Esrei. If, however, we use the other reason of concentration, one is supposed to concentrate during the entire tefillah, of course, more so by the Shemona Esrei.